Hello, this is Rebecca Sadai from North Harbor Podcast, and you are listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, episode 555.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a gleeman and podcaster, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. The artists in this show need your support, which you can do by buying their music. You can find a link to all of the artists, along with links, showtimes, and chapters for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Now, some of you may be wondering, what on earth is he talking about a gleeman? Well, right now I'm at JordanCon, which is a convention celebrating the work of Robert Jordan, who created the books Wheel of Time. You may be familiar with it because Wheel of Time now has a show, the first season of a show on Amazon Prime, which was a fantastic show. I'm still reading the books, but a gleeman is basically a musician. So, and of course, the show was introduced by Rebecca, who's part of the North Harbor podcast. And you can find a link to her podcast and more about Jordan's work through that podcast. Find the link on the website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Before we get started, I want to let you know something new that has happened. So you might know that I have the couple playlists, Irish and Celtic Music Best of 2022. And 2 weeks after each episode is launched, I compile the latest Celtic Top 20 votes to update a playlist on Spotify and Amazon Music, and these are the results of your voting. Now, you can help these artists out by following the playlist and adding tracks you love, but, and let me tell you, the newest bands added to the list are Neve Parsons, The Har, Town Pants, the Scythian, Barley Juice, Runa, and Emerald Rose. So I have playlists on Spotify and Amazon Music, but I just added one to YouTube, and I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner, but I'm so happy I did, because now you can listen to these top voted songs in a playlist. You'll find a link in the show notes at CelticMusicPodcast.com for show number 555. And if you haven't done so already and you're a patron, go vote for your favorite songs in the Celtic Top 20. You can find that link in the show notes. But at the end of the year, I compile all the best, the top 20 most popular songs and tunes into one giant playlist, and it's spectacular. So those are some of the best episodes. You definitely need to go do just that. All right, we kicked off the show with Stephanie Clausen with Luck Ruthven and The Feet Washing from her album The Road Home from Sky, Scottish and Irish Tunes. Next up is Beer Belly with The Dublin Reel from Paddy's Boots.
Love. Christie to God, non riaxe call me Jack of all trades. I always found me chief delight in courting pretty fair maids. For when in Dublin I arrive to try for a situation, I always heard them say it was the pride of all the nations. For I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. On George's Quay I first began, and there became a porter. Me and me master soon fell out, which cut my acquaintance shorter. In Sackville Street a pastry cook, in James's Street a baker, in Cook Street I did coffins make, in Eustace Street a preacher. Well, I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. In Golden Lane I soloed shoes, in me street was a grinder. In Berwick Street I lost me wife, and I'm glad I ne'er could find her. In Mary's Lane I died of clothes, of which I've often boasted. In that noted place, Exchequer Street, sold mutton ready roasted. For I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. In Liffey Street had furniture, with fleas and bugs I sold it. And at the bank a big placard I often stood to hold it. In New Street I sold hay and straw, in Spitalfields made bacon. In Shandell Street was that the grand old trade of basket making. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. In Summerhill a coachmaker, in Denzel Street a gilder, Cork Street was a tanner, and in Brunswick Street a builder. In High Street I sold hosiery, in Patrick Street sold all blades. So if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. That's why I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades. I'm a roving jack of many a trade, of every trade, of all trades. And if you wish to know my name, they call me Jack of all trades.
After Beer Belly came Mirren Nick Owley with Cush Owen Now Shed from The Small Hours. Then came Tim Hill with Bonnie Ann, The West Wind, and The Longford Tinker from his album Music at the Gate. And finally, Trinity River Wailers with Jack of All Trades from Dancin' Beggarman. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a picture of what you're doing and any comments or voicemail to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Don Sane Wilk posted on Facebook, excellent podcast as always, for show number 554. I asked a question about song requests on Facebook, and the band Beltane replied, "We love song requests because it is the songs that people love and have a special place in their hearts. If we know it, we will play it. If not, we will fake it to do our best for our fans that we want to make them happy." Finally, I have a question on Facebook. What does Celtic culture make you think of? Wolf Lurshin responded, "Whiskey and great music, languages and that sound magical, even though I don't understand them, and brilliant literature." Did I say whiskey? And Andre Dashko replied, "Music that you fall in love with right away, dance with tied hands, beautiful songs with female voices, redheads." I love your thoughts. What does Celtic culture make you think of? Send a message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Next up, we have the stories with the four Maris from Bends of the Bow.
Yestreen, the queen had four Marys, the night she'll hae but three. There was Mary seating and Mary beaten, Mary Carmichael and me. No word's gone to the kitchen, word is to the hall, that Mary Hamilton's wee child by the highest steward of all. Yestreen the queen had four Marys, the night she'll hae but three. There was Mary Seaton and Mary Beaton, Mary Carmichael and me. Oh, often, hey, I dress my queen, put gold in her hair. But now I've gotten my reward, gallows to be my share. Yes, dream the queen had four Marys, the knight shall hae but three. There was Mary sitten and Mary beaten, Mary Carmichael and me. Did my mother think when first she cradled me? The lands I was to travel in, or the death that I was to die? Yes, dream the queen had four Marys, the knight shall hae but three. There was Mary sitting and Mary beaten, Mary Carmichael and me. Yes, dream the queen had four Marys, the knight shall hae but three. There was Mary sitten and Mary beaten, Mary Carmichael and me. There was Mary sitten and Mary beaten, Mary Carmichael and me.
If we can get the men of worth over there to come up, Donnie and Jimmy, and have them help us out if they're ready. And then Warren's going to play some Baron, and we're going to have Jimmy up playing a little Baron with us and see what we can get up to with Donnie as well.
This place is not on any map. It isn't anywhere, it's any town. The signs on streets and shops and offices don't tell you where you are. You think you've been before because you have seen dozens like it all around. If heaven is your destination, then you could be very far. It's been designed by the devil or some old witch who cast a spell.
Another town that's gone to hell.
Another worthless empty shell. And who'll be left to toll the bell
when this town has gone to hell? And everywhere you look around, there is a cold and deathly symmetry. For street by street and row by row, the houses look the same. The flower boxes spilling over, like in any decent cemetery. There are no children on the street to kick a ball or play a game. This prison is not fit for children. If ever it was, you cannot tell.
Another town that's gone to hell. Another worthless empty shell. And who'll be left to toll the bell
when this town has gone to hell? This used to be a market town with such a busy, bustling high street. With friendly shops and public houses where you'd meet up for some jars. A shopping precinct that's replaced it has a different and ugly beat. Cannot move for money brokers, dunning sullens, nail bars. The folks don't seem to know each other. Or if they do, then they don't care.
Another town that's gone to hell. Another worthless empty shell. And who'll be left to toll the bell
when this town has gone to hell? The night has fallen and the precinct now is taking on another life. With 12-year-olds in heavy makeup looking for some gear to buy. You could get crack, you could get pills, and if not careful, you could get a knife. The day and night time crooks the same, except that these don't wear a tie. 21st century in England, 11th hour and all is well.
Another town that's gone to hell. Empty shell. And who'll be left to toll the bell
when this town has gone to hell?
Another worthless empty shell. And who'll be left to toll the bell
when this town has gone to hell. This place is not on any map. It isn't anywhere. It's any town.
the stories came Wicked Tinkers with Jam with Men of Worth from Banger for Breakfast, then George Papageras with Anytown from For My Next Trick, and finally the book ends with The Salt Mine from Chapter 1. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners, you get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show, and that's all for as little as $1 per episode. For higher pledges, you can also get music-only episodes, free MP3s, and a standalone Celtic Stories podcast when you become a Songhenger. Super special thanks to our Celtic legends, Eugene McDonald, Joe Deguerre, and Horst Kuhn. Thank you so much for your support. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to songhenge.com. That takes you to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, and $10. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. Sign up now to become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Next up is Homeland. This is from their album, We Never Got This Far Alone. The track is called Lay.
Cause on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding.
Over hill ways up and down, Merkel green and bracken brown, past the sheelings through the town, all for sake of Mary.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding.
Redder cheeks as rowans are, brighter eyes as any star, fairest of them all by far is our darling Mary.
Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe,
to fill her creel.
Plenty bonny barns as well, that's the toast for Mary. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding.
smile on every shore, a low tide wave makes me want more. I've sundered every bond that has kept me, and my every sail is pointed the way home. Command. tried, God as well, to take from me this mortal shell. In storm and gale, my vision marred, yet I see you clear as the stars. I'll strike a deal with every devil that I know of, if I can only hear you laugh before I die.
What will you do with on what will you do with your house and your lands? Oh, son, tell it unto me. I lay them here to the birds and the air. There's no more welcome for me. There's no more welcome for me.
After Homeland came the High Kings with Mari's Wedding from Decade, Best of the High Kings, then the Jackdaws with Waves from their album Colors, and finally Jiggy, who put the blood from Hypernova. I hope you had a great time this week. If you did, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support so they can keep creating new music. If music in the show inspired you, please support the artists. Really, I can never tell you how much that means. Buy their music, digital downloads, shirts, pens, merch. You can follow them on streaming, see their shows, and more Celtic musicians are on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate when you drop the artists an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. If you want to get Celtic music news in your inbox, the Irish and Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free every Thursday. Check it out. We're going to finish up the show with Elizabar and Anne Sanat. This is Shula Roon from Welcome Into the Morning. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.